fair bit happening in basketball at the moment. We spoke about the NBL Cup with Jeremy Lulliger, the commish, the CEO of the NBL, last week. Well, he's back on the line, not for that, but for another update on proceedings. There's plenty happening. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning to you, gents. Yeah, there's a lot happening at the minute.
My word, there is. We're loving the NBL Cup, just by the way. That's a great concept of working beautifully. The doubleheaders going gangbusters and the crowds are coming back, which is awesome. But tomorrow, you're releasing at selected Hoyts Cinemas a documentary, a full-length documentary, charting the rise of LaMelo Ball and RJ Hampton in the NBL as part of the Next Stars program. Tell us more, Jeremy.
Yeah, the film's called The Next Stars. It's our first feature film. I can tell you it's not something that was at the top of our to-do list 5-6 years ago when we first took on this little journey of reprising the NBL. But what we were always very keen on was storytelling and helping people to understand why Australian basketball is unique, what role we can play in a global sporting industry. And I think the film goes a long way to doing that. It charts the paths of four different young men, not just RJ and LaMelo, but also Terry Armstrong and Gigi Luzzatto, our other two next stars from last season, and explores the fact that they all came from very different backgrounds to this sort of congruence for a short period of time, but a critical period of time in our league before they all, I guess, set off on their next steps of their basketball journey to the NBA and elsewhere.
So when you're trying to put this all together on the storyboard and the whiteboard and get this across the line, you're obviously dealing with not just the athletes but also teammates and coaches and clubs and the like. How much convincing of them did you have to do, or were they all in from the start as well?
Oh, look, it was a bit of a mixed bag. Trying to get cameras into locker rooms, those sorts of things, always proves to be a challenge, and no different to live broadcast in many respects. But I think people bought into it over the journey when they understood what it was that we were seeking to do. And probably worth noting that while the feature film focuses on the four next stars, there is a lot of other content that we gathered through the season that is going to be displayed to the public in a different format that goes into a lot more of the detail of what was an extraordinary year last year for so many different reasons. I think they all bought into it because of that reason.
Will you hope to get international audiences through this? Because obviously it's also a promotion of the program, of the Next Stars program for the NBL, which has gone gangbusters, clearly, with this group of players. Is it about trying to get the message about the NBL global as well?
Absolutely it is. So we have an international distributor and distribution agreement, and those conversations are taking place at the moment. But certainly it was produced with an international audience in mind. When you get along and see the film, you'll see there are some fantastic hero shots of different locations around Australia. And it's hopefully a real draw card, particularly, I guess, for a North American audience who are interested in the alternative path that these guys took on their route to the NBA and learning a little bit more about how we conduct ourselves down here in Australia.
So LaMelo Ball is obviously doing really well in the NBA, and Half was saying earlier today that he thinks he'll probably be Rookie of the Year. Does that make it even more enticing for basketballers to come from America down to the NBL into the future, or has the work already been done because he got taken so high in the draft?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I think it certainly helps reinforce the validity of the Next Stars program and of the NBL. I agree with Half. I think he's almost a shoo-in for Rookie of the Year. He's just won Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month for the second time, second or third. Well, I think he's won it each month that he's been in the league so far anyway. And the fact that he didn't come over here and completely dominate the competition. He came over here and did what people were hoping and expecting him to do. While he performed incredibly for an 18-year-old in his rookie season, not like he came over and destroyed everyone in his path. So what that demonstrates is that the league is at an incredible standard, but it's a perfect proving ground for those guys who are transitioning out of amateur basketball, out of high school, out of college, who are used to just dominating the competition and being the best on the court by a country mile, and instead answering the questions that NBA GMs and scouts have, which is whether or not they can compete against grown men and whether or not they can slot into a professional system. And you'll see there's a a lot of content in there about that transition from amateur to professional. Mm. Not just, you know, people just think it has an impact on your paycheck, when in fact it has a massive impact on your lifestyle, on the people's expectations of you, the way in which you conduct yourself on and off the court. So what I think it's done is really prepare LaMelo to be part of a professional system and a professional team.
Yep, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it and being a part of the audience for the release. It's tomorrow on selected Hoyt Cinemas. You can find out more at nbl.com.au if you want to find out more details on that. Before I let you go, we are running out of time, Jeremy, and I do apologise for that. The decals on the court are creating some conversation. They're becoming an issue for the players, seemingly, from some of the commentators around town, and some of the players that would be slippery and are a bit of a hazard. Is that a concern from your perspective, from head office?
Oh, look, it's absolutely a concern. The concern is determining whether or not there is an objective difference in the decals this year or whether or not it's perceived. To provide a little bit of context, there was a change in FIBA rules during our off-season. It resulted in us having to lay new decals in order to comply with those FIBA standards. It's fair to say, as you noted, the players don't like them, but we are 100% compliant with the FIBA standard, which importantly provides for some slippage. Otherwise, you have the opposite problem of them being too grippy and people potentially being injured because there's no give. So nobody has been injured, which is great so far, but what we're currently doing is gathering a huge amount of data, obviously from this season with the new decals, but also across previous seasons, so that we have a statistical basis to determine if we have an actual objective problem or if it's an issue of perception. So we're working very, very hard to try and provide the best outcome that we can at present.
All right. Well, we'll keep abreast of that story. It's bubbling along at the moment. The Phoenix, by the way, from a Victorian perspective, involved tonight in the second game of the doubleheader of the NBL Cup. Jeremy, nice to chat as always. Stay well.
Good on you guys. Thanks very much.
Jeremy Loligo, the CEO of the NBL. Next Stars video, a documentary, released tomorrow in selected Hoyt's Cinemas. And good luck to the Phoenix tonight in the second of the doubleheader tonight in the NBL Cup. We get to hang up and go and have some breakfast now.
Yeah, good show today. That was a very good show.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Well done, Joey. Joey did okay as well after a slow start.
Bad time it is to get rid of that Patrick Dangerfield audio. Michael Felgate is ready.